Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, she's the very definition of an independent woman, Carrie Sheffield. He is a two-time heavyweight boxing champion, not called tiny, Big George Foreman. He played Indiana Jones for all of a half second. Now he's nefarious. It is Sean Patrick Flannery. And in the spotlight, Lindsay L. And now, from Times Square, the place where only Joe Biden, the senator from Delaware, could ever forget visiting, here's that Kevin!
How are you? It is great to see you. A very busy week for me. I hope you had a great week. And do we have a fun, fun show for you tonight? I cannot believe how much fun we're going to have tonight. Do you like movies? We got two movies we're going to talk about tonight. One of them is on pace to become one of the number one big performers for the weekend. Big George Foreman, the big man himself, two-time heavyweight champion, twice defended. He did lose it once. But we've got George Foreman on the show tonight. That should be fantastic. And then I didn't know this, but my buddy Steve Dace, who I've known 100 years in talk radio, he's over at the Blaze place. He did a little Salem radio for a while. And very, very popular, especially in the Midwest. I mean, where the corn stalks and the pigs grow, Steve Dace is second to none. And he's been filling the world with common sense for years. But he's got a brand new movie that's out. This is the second week out, I think. Nefarious is the name of it. It's based on the Nefarious plot, the book written by Steve Dace. And in the lead of the person that is the creepiest, the slimiest, the dirtiest, the baddest of the bad, we've got Sean Patrick Flannery tonight. And I did not know this. Lovely Bride had to inform me on this, because she's more culturally aware than I am on a lot of stuff. He actually played Indiana Jones in the Young Indy, Adventures of Young Indiana or something like that, television show. It was on for like half a second, but he was on, and evidently he was the heartthrob, because it wasn't just the Lovely Bride that had the crushes. So anyway, we've got both of those guys in with us tonight. Carrie Sheffield's going to be here in the next segment. We're going to talk with her about some very important stuff that is kind of pulling the nation apart at the fabric, a revolution that is not helpful or beneficial, she will argue, and that is, in fact, a socialist revolution, not dissimilar to the Marx revolution in the Soviet Union or in Russia in the day. And then we're also going to talk to Lindsay L. Lindsay, the last time she was with us, which was the very first episode of That Kevin Show, she promised that when she had new music out, she would come back and pay us a visit. And she has kept her word. She is here tonight. Her new song, The Sweet Spot, will be in the new music spotlight tonight. And we are thrilled to have that happen. Now, back to what announcer Dave said there. The only place that Joe Biden... or the only person that could forget ever being in Times Square is Joe Biden. And I think that may be a little bit harsh, but it rings about 80% true on the fact check. He was asked by kids today, or this week, where's the last place you visited? And he couldn't remember that it was Ireland in less than 2 weeks ago, and he was there for a long time. And he went there because he was stiffing, he was standing up, he was saying, go pound sand to King Charles, because he was invited to the coronation. So he's sending Dr. Jill Biden in this place. Anyway, so that's kind of the lay of the land. Yes, Times Square is unforgettable, and we are thrilled to be able to come to you from what such an iconic location each and every week. All right, I want to get to what I consider to be a fairly serious and very important story, but it does ring out for sarcasm. I don't know if you saw this week, but there was a little interaction between the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, and Joni Ernst, Senator from Florida. Now, you may remember Ms. Granholm. Ms. Granholm is the one that said, when asked, well, what if Americans can't afford the price of gas because of all the restrictions you're putting on it, and it's raising the prices, and gas prices are three times what they were when Joe Biden came in and so forth. And her response to the questioner was, well, go buy an electric car. That was literally like, just go do it. So many of us can afford a $70,000 vehicle that we don't currently have. Well, she's back, and the string of hits just keep on playing. She appeared before the Senate subcommittee exploring this idea of whether or not the military should swap out all of our fleet to only EV-powered products. Here's how the question went.
Proposed swapping of the military's non-tactical vehicles for an all-electric fleet again by 2030 really is putting the climate crusade ahead of our department's lethality. We need to focus on that first. So do you support the military adopting that EV fleet by 2030?
I do, and I think we can get there as well. And I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, where we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home. It does not contribute to energy security. I think energy security is achieved when we have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think that we can be a leader globally in how we have become energy independent.
Hey, one thing is real clear. I don't want the military to worry about becoming energy independent. What I want the military to do is to have the maximum capacity to go wage and fight and win the war that they have to win if we are attacked. I want them to kill people and break things. That's the only thing that the military exists for, is to kill people and break things when we need them to. And I don't want to be, you know, we can't get our tanks out because they didn't charge overnight. I don't think you can win a war waiting for a battery to charge. Sorry, I'm just kind of crazy that way. Now, I had a busy week this week. I filled in for Will Cal on the Salem News Channel. I filled in for Mike Gallagher on the Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel. And I filled in for my local man, the amazing Joe Piscopo. And I brought this topic to all of those audiences. And a caller from California wanted to take issue with me.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to discuss the idea that the military is only about killing people and breaking things, which I understand is a rhetorical statement, but also, you know, we are the most advanced fighting force. We should have the latest technology in the world, and every other major country in the world is going this route. You do have to make sure that you're integrating fossil fuels in the process, but once you have all of those battery materials, they're yours forever. They cannot be spent. They are recharged. Sometimes you do have to replace them. But when you're in places like Afghanistan, in the Middle East, those are sandy terrains. Combustion engines suck in air. The soil and the grains from that environment destroy our equipment to the extent they have to repair.
The question is screaming out because I think half the audience is asked, are you a scientist? Are you an engineer?
I work in an electric car company.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the call. Good to know. There you go. So we got to, of course she's going to side with getting the entire fleet to be electrical vehicle powered, because that's what her company produces, at least the one she works for. But friends, if you'll notice, and I said it here again tonight, I'm not arguing that we should be only combustible engines. I'm not arguing that we should be only electric vehicles. I want the maximum capacity for the military to operate. I want them to have all options, and I want them to be able to go kill people and break things, because that's the job of the military. And I was wondering if I was a little bit confused, so when I sat in for Joe Piscopo, I asked General Jack Keane, who I'd invited on the show.
The ground forces are nomadic, and they have to be. They have to move and be able to have the capacity to move in third world countries where you're not plugged into anything that country has. It's
right.
Water, it's food, it's electricity. So the infrastructure to support electric vehicles is not there in the military. And that, we're years away from ever doing something like that. We're in the beginning stages of converting to hydroelectric vehicles, obviously, to save on energy costs, etc. And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And then I asked him, but we haven't even considered this. What about powering all of our vehicles via nuclear? And he said, Kev, that's a great observation. And he said, actually, there's research ongoing to try to make that very thing happen. You ever figure out in Star Wars they never have to fuel up any of the ships because they're all nuclear? I know it's a pretend movie, but wouldn't that be the concept that would beat all of this stuff and satisfy the greenies to keep the environment clean? I think so. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. A big, fun Saturday night. Straight ahead, Lindsay L. on the Spotlight later. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is, that Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, I am so pleased to have with us. The first time I ever had any interaction with her, I was actually on her television show on a thing called Bold TV a number of years ago here in the city. And over the last several years, I've really, truly enjoyed watching her take on issues, become an even more articulate spokesperson for things that she believes in. And now as a representative of the Independent Women's Forum, doing great work here and across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Carrie Sheffield.
Thanks for having me. So great to see you. And yeah, I know we've worked together for a long time, so I'm happy to be on your show now.
Some of the viewers on the Salem News Channel might even recognize that you were in the chair of one Sebastian Gorka not long ago as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. He can't just say a word. He's got to make the pronunciation last as long. I think it's the Brit in him, right? Because they just like to hear the language. Anyway, Seb's a good guy. We're grateful to have him around the Salem ranks. Work with the Independent Women's Forum, and in this day and age in which I believe most of the Women of the Year awards went to men, how does that sit with you?
Well, I got to tell you, we are so proud of Riley Gaines. She's one of our spokeswomen, and if your viewers don't know what happened to her a couple weeks ago, she was assaulted out at San Francisco State University, I believe, and she was giving remarks out there defending women's sports because she had been a Division I athlete and had to compete against Lee Thomas, a biological male who had swam for, I believe, 3 years on the men's swim team at UPenn, and then senior year flips and swims for the women's team and shatters all the records, and just fundamentally unfair. And the fact that she was mobbed and she had to be barricaded, the police barricaded her for about 3 hours. She missed her flight. Kevin, how did we get here? I just don't understand. Like, how are we even having these conversations? Like, what has happened to Western civilization?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Riley, because we did talk about it the weekend that occurred. And it's always a good look for your movement to have your activists, who are men dressed as women, storm the stage and punch a woman in the face. Anytime you have men punching women, that's just a great PR move for the overall look of the movement, right? I mean, this is what you're wanting to get across, that we're back to the pre-Title IX days where the men are beating women and they don't have anything to say about it.
Well, what they say about it is you're a bigot if you're not okay with that.
Oh, yes, I forgot that part. Very key that we get that part. We're bigots because we don't want men to punch women.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'd say, well, they don't condone violence, but a small sliver does. But I think overall we're actually going in the right direction. So just, last week we had the U.S. House pass a bill that said, you know, protecting women's sports basically, and that's great. And we're seeing it happen at the state level. So we have a piece of legislation at Independent Women's Voice, our sister C4, called the Women's Bill of Rights, and it defines, shocker, what a woman is. Even though I don't think it's
one of the most elusive answers to questions that people testifying in Congress can't come up with. Have you noticed this? There's been so many hearings in the last 2 years. It started with a Supreme Court justice where somebody just asked a simple question, how do you define what a woman is? And they can't answer the question.
Well, yes. And it's amazing how this collective amnesia has just fallen on a generation of progressives to not know the most basic questions, but yet they can tell us how to run our lives in every aspect without being able to define what a woman is. But anyway, we have, like I said, a bill that does define what a woman is and notes that because under the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, and sometimes when we say the Women's Bill of Rights, they're like, oh, are you trying to create new rights? And it's like, no, actually, it's outlining how in the current, you know, just the way the Constitution is, the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution has been interpreted to say, because women are different from men, in order to apply and enforce the Equal Protection Clause, things have to be run differently for women than they are run for men. In order to satisfy the law, women are treated differently than men. Shocking.
I am stunned, Carrie, that the national women's movements, the traditional National Organization for Women and all the federation and everything else that have always been touting choice and women's rights and everything have gone literally deaf and dumb on this issue. And you would think that this was a bigger deal than Title IX. You would think this was a bigger deal than the 1960s and 70s women's movement. This is actually, I feel like, kind of on par with the 1920s feminists, of which I am a proud believer in. I'm not so much with the 60s and 70s group, but the 1920s, it was all about fundamental human dignity and rights. And this seems to be quickly eroding to the degree that the president said that if he was to sign that bill that the House passed last week, that it would in some way indicate that we were going to be on the wrong side of history. And you wrote a piece recently. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to get into it. But you say that this erosion of a lot of things that have made us distinctively American in the past is having an enormously negative impact on the culture today. But as to this issue, where are the women's rights organizations?
Well, I'm happy to say there are some leftist women's groups that are engaging on this. For example, the Women's Liberation Front, also known as WOLF. We worked quite a bit with them. We held a rally with them last year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. Our legal center director just wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal with someone from WOLF. So there are some, and we have some other, Kara Dansky is a very outspoken liberal feminist. We worked with her also. So there are some, and we definitely want to help cultivate their voices and work with them. But you're right, by and large, this has been a complete abdication of standing for the most basic fundamental women's rights. And it's interesting, I was on a PBS program called To the Contrary recently. It's a women's show. Mm-hmm. And they had the wife of a former congressman from Missouri, Congressman Carnahan, his wife Deborah, was on. And she said, you know, and she's an older generation too, which she of all people, I feel like, should know, you know, because she was part of that group that fought with the second wave. But she said, you know, this only affects a tiny sliver of people. We're not talking about that many people who are affected by this. And I'm just like, oh, sister,
Where have you been? No, yeah, this is exploding.
It's not just sports, too. It's women's prisons. It's women's shelters.
Yeah.
Any place where women, again, under the Constitution for the Equal Protection Clause, where we need physical safety. You saw it with a case with the sorority where a biological male joined. And I don't even know if I can say this on your show, but he was peeping on the sorority sisters in the sorority house. They was, you know, forced to accept him, biological male, who... he got an erection from staring at these girls.
And it's odd that they said they didn't feel safe. She's Carrie Sheffield. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show. And we're coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy spoke tonight about the debt ceiling, and CNN reports the House GOP will brief its members about the call later on this evening. The U.S. Coast Guard is calling off its search for a Louisiana teenager who went overboard on a graduation boating trip in the Bahamas. The agency ended efforts to find 18-year-old Cameron Robbins on Saturday. following a two-day search for the recent high school graduate. The Texas House has decided to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxson. The vote was 121 to 23, with Paxson now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. Pope Francis is back on his regular schedule a day after being sidelined with a fever. The Pope addressed artists and writers from across the globe during a conference at the Vatican on Saturday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back in New York from Times Square, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you on That Kevin Show. Coming up tonight yet? Yep, there he is, George Foreman. He's on the schedule. We're talking with Carrie Sheffield. You've written this piece about the erosion of some of the things that have made America great, and it's having a really negative impact on the quality of life here in America. Give us a little substance of what you were talking about in the piece.
What they found this year was the steepest drop in the basically fundamental bedrock values of American ideas. And I think to me, it was just this big alarm bell because, you know, America is so different from, you know, when it was founded, it was revolutionary. It was, you know, our borders didn't define us by our ethnicity. It was really a country that was built on ideas. Did we fundamentally, you know, live up to all those ideas? No. I mean, with slavery and, you know, other things, but the overall notion that human rights came from God, and those were to be respected, that was earth-shattering. So we're talking about things like patriotism. So it was 70% when this was first asked in 1998, is patriotism important to you? 70% of Americans said yes. Today, it's only 38%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big drop. And then even this tolerance for other people was very important for 80% of people as recently as 4 years ago, and that's fallen to only 58%. Only 23% of adults under age 30 said that having children is very important to them. There's been a steep drop in, belief in religion or the value of religion. In 1998, it was 62% said it was very important to them, and only 39% today. And the only value that they asked about that had increased, and this is sad, was the importance of money in your life. It was 43% said it was very important for them today, up from 31% in 1998. So when you have basically everything going in the wrong direction, where materialism and the pursuit of money is going up, family values, faith, family going down, that's a recipe for a collapse.
Well, no kidding. And it seems as though all the things that you highlighted there, and to be candid for my viewers, I had Carrie on the radio show when the piece came out a couple of weeks ago, and we had a discussion about this, so I was familiar with it. But it sounds as though it's a recipe for Marxism, that this is just laying the bedrock to abandon marriage, embrace the state as God, do all the things that that the Marxists wanted to see accomplished in the, 30s and 40s of the last century. And I would have to say that it's been the left side of our political establishment moving in that direction constantly over the last 30 years that has probably brought this about. They're in control of everything from the media to academia to the halls of government. Carrie, how do we begin to reclaim this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's, I quoted from Lenin, a speech that Lenin gave, and he said that morality is entirely subordinate to the interests of class war. Everything is moral that is necessary for the annihilation of the old exploiting social order and for uniting the proletariat. So basically you have this militantly atheist individual, Lenin, saying that morality is whatever the heck we say it is, and we want to fundamentally destroy the old order, all of these values that America was founded on, patriotism, family, faith, belief in God. And so I called it a soft revolution that's happening internally. In Lenin's case, it was a harsh, violent, murderous revolution, and we're having a softer revolution, which is turning violent in some respects when you see Black Lives Matter, billions of dollars in property damage, dozens of lives lost in the wake of these riots. So I think the answer, though, is to reclaim those values, and I'm sure you've heard, and your viewers and listeners have heard that phrase, strong men create good times create weak men create hard times, and the cycle continues. And I think that we're kind of in overall, when you look at our wealth levels, again, people are pursuing wealth. We're a very wealthy country, and I think we have a lot of soft men and women, soft people who don't understand the bedrock values that created the wealth and the ease that they have. They're rejecting it because in some respects they can. They have that luxury because of all the sacrifices of the greatest generation and previous generations and our founding fathers who fought and bled and died for us.
Yeah, well said, and great piece, and Carrie Sheffield, just a national treasure. Thank you for being with us tonight, and hope that you'll come back in the future again, because we're going to have these conversations often, I think, going forward.
Amen to that. Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, when this person was last with us, she made a promise that when there was new music, we would be among the first that would get to hear it and get to see it. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that not only is she a gentle lady and a scholar, she's a woman of her word. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and please welcome Lindsay L. Hey, Lindsay, welcome back.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness, it's so good to see you.
Since you've been with us, you have hosted a season of television, and you're touring, and I think you even went to Scotland and back. I mean, give us a little bit of an update of how crazy life's been for you.
Yeah, since we last talked, I've been hosting, which is like America's Got Talent, just the Canadian version, or Britain's Got Talent, or whatever, and it's been so so amazing hosting a TV show. Obviously, music is my first and foremost love, but I think TV and music go so nicely together. And the one amazing thing about the Got Talent stage is it is a stage for people who are not only musicians and singers, but magicians and acrobats and dancers. And so it's been so just liberating to be able to showcase other talent and spotlight incredible human beings who go on stage who sometimes I don't even know how to explain what they're doing or know how they would showcase a talent like that. But it's really amazing that we can give them that stage to do so. And yes, I have been touring. I've been back on the road. We went back out to CTC and played in Glasgow, Dublin, and London, which was so incredible, and got to play the main stage of the O2, and that was amazing. And I just have new music out, and I'm about to kick off on tour with Shania Twain, which is wild. If you were to tell 10-year-old Lindsay that she was going to go on tour with Shania Twain, I would have said you were crazy. And the fact that that is real life right now, I'm still pinching myself. But I'm so excited, and I just cannot wait to see a Shania Twain show every night, let alone open up her crowd for
free. And you get backstage access. That's pretty good.
Totally.
We don't know everything about every artist that's out there. What's Shania looking like these days? How's she sounding? What is the what's the aura that she gives off in terms of the tour that's coming up?
It's been almost 10 years since she's been out on tour. She's been doing her residency in Vegas, of course. But she is sounding just as good as ever. She's looking good as just as ever. We opened up for her at a festival last fall, and I was just like, she is just like she's in her 20s. It's unbelievable. When you see her, I mean, she's been doing a lot of press for the Queen of Me album, and she just looks incredible, wearing like her hair's all these different colors, and I'm just like, goodness gracious, Shania Twain does not age. She does not age.
I'd leave it to a girl with green fingernails to notice the color of another woman's hair that changes colors.
Hey, you know, gotta love a good color.
Let me ask you about the trip to the UK. You kind of wedged it into a bunch of other stuff that you were doing. What was that like for you? Had you played there previously? What was this? How was this experience?
Yes, I love touring over in the UK. This is our seventh time back over there. And the fans over in the UK are just incredible, Kevin. They care so much about music and about lyrics and about musicianship. And so there's just a level of dedication and honestly attention. When you are on stage, you can hear a pin drop. Whether you're playing in front of 20,000 people at the O2 or 200 people in a little club, the fans are just so delightful. They're magical. And so we love going over there and to be able to, you know, play in the main stage at CCC Festival. And Zach Brown called me up and had me up on stage as a part of his set. And so it was a really, really cool weekend.
Not a bad way to spend a few days. You do have the new single out. And thank you for keeping your word and coming back to talk to us. Tell us about Sweet Spot. Where did it come from? What's it about? What do you hope people take away from it?
I'm at the time of my life right now, Kevin, that I feel like a lot of how we look at things really affects what we can get out of them. And so, you know, I know we all know what it feels like to go through the highs and lows of life, the really exciting times and the really painful, challenging times. But I think that going through both of those extremes give us perspective and give us a lot of gratitude to look at our current reality in today and be appreciative of it and also find this magical happy medium. You know, it's like finding a way to float in the really high, you know, mountains and valleys. I think that anybody can find a sweet spot in their own life. It's just from, you know, a lot of gratitude and having the right mindset about it. And I do feel like I'm in a sweet spot in my life right now. Even though there are a lot of chaotic things going on, I think it's all about mindset. And so I really wanted to write a song coming from this place.
You didn't happen to, like, start taking up yoga in the last few months and write this in the middle of that, did you?
I mean, I've loved, I've been a yogi ever since I was a little girl, really. I've been doing yoga for
the reason
for
I ask
long, long time.
Is I've only been doing it for about 4 years, but one of the things that my instructors have been talking about more lately is the non-attachment and finding the kind of finding what you were describing, the sweet spot between the highs and lows. I was telling my bride and my daughter just a couple of weeks ago, I was like, man, if you ever want to really make a bad mistake in life, date a songwriter and then break her heart because she'll spend albums talking about it and you'll never be able to live it down. And between Taylor and Ballerini and your Theory album, I've got a lot of examples of that. But great music. I love the riff. I love the vibe, sweet spot. I think it's going to be a very positive song. I think a lot of teenage girls are going to be singing it across the country. Lindsay, you're a total sweetheart for coming back and talking to us. We look forward. Hopefully you're going to bring some of that tour south of the border because we in the States need to see you on stage for sure. And let's stay in touch and talk again. The next time you've got another sweet spot to do it from.
I cannot wait, Kevin. Thank you so much for being such a great supporter of me. And, I can't wait to come back and talk soon.
My viewers and listeners have excellent taste. That's all I can say.
Agreed.
She's Lindsay L. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show, and we're coming right back. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard from her directly, and as guest. She came to us with the new single as soon as it was available. And thanks so much, Lindsay L. Take it away. Her brand new single, tearing up the charts in Canada, the UK, and America. Here she is with Sweet Spot.
Backseat driver, passenger seat. I finish your sentence, you finish my drink. We found the sweet spot. I left mine, but you brought two. When I forget, you never do. We found the sweet spot.
Single, and I predict it will be a huge hit for her in all the places it ever gets released. But some of that footage there from her visit to Glasgow and the UK and performing on the O2 stage, this is pretty cool. Hey, by the way, you want to get any of our new music spotlight? We've got free playlists at Spotify and iTunes. Come on back.
Get the soundtrack. Search hashtag new music spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.